Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
Isaiah 64:6. But we're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. So don't bother trying to be righteous in yourself. Now, I'm not saying go and sin all you like and, you know, it'll be okay. But what I'm saying is, even in all your righteousness, it's still as filthy rags in the sight of God. So we still need Jesus. Amen. We still need Jesus. We never get to a point where we don't need Jesus. So we need to keep submitted to him. Praise God. Okay, moving along. Matthew 22, 37 to 40. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments," Jesus said, "hang all the law and the prophets." Those two laws. Now, he's commanded us to love one another, hasn't he? In John 13, 34 and 35, he says, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you." And he says that if we love one another, the whole world will know that we're from Christ. And we need to be able to do that and invoke those things so that God will be glorified through us. So the next one, John 15, 5 to 8, it says, "I'm the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Without Christ, we're useless. We won't have any power. We won't have anything. And a couple of verses down, which I'm not reading today, in John 15, 16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." So if you're a believer here today, you can't say, "I'm sorry, but I'm not chosen." You are chosen. You're chosen to be a servant of Christ, and you can't get out of that, and I'm not letting you out of it, okay? We need to be committed. This is not some sort of massage I'm giving you today. I'm telling you the truth like it is. We need to be committed to Christ, saints, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. And what does he say? He goes on there, "After without me, you can do nothing. If anyone," in verse 6, "does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned." This is New Testament. Oh, I'm a New Testament Christian pastor. Good. Read it. Amen. Verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you," this is the promise, "you will ask what you desire and he'll give it to you." Amen. Come on. Give me a little bit of a break here. Just something to get happy about at last. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is why I preach commitment all the time, because you're only going to get the power of God when you're committed. You're only going to see the blessing of God on your life and on your family as you serve God. I've said this a dozen times, if not more, in this church over the years, is that I serve God because I want my kids to be blessed. I want my grandkids to be blessed. There's a few of them around these days. And I want my great-grandkids to be blessed. None of them around yet. But we don't just serve God for ourselves. The blessing flows down into the generations. And so being committed to God, you're doing it for your family. Amen. You're doing it for the blessing on your family. It's nothing to do what you think. It's what God thinks that matters. Remember those little bands everyone used to wear? What would Jesus do? Good reminder. We need to get some more of them. And just, you know, what do they do with the elastic? They slap their wrist or something to remind them of something. I don't know. It's sort of like almost like flailing yourself or something. But anyway, praise God. So So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. What a great promise. That's not just for special people, that's for all of us. I don't care where you're from or what you've done in your past, that promise is for you. If you haven't done so yet, come to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus so you can inherit the blessing. Because as you are committed to him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, it might not happen instantly. For years, Debbie and I moaned that we'd probably never own a house. We prayed about it for years and we sort of resigned ourselves to the fact that probably we would never own a house and our kids would have to pay the house off when we died and get the residue. But God's given us a house, fully paid. How good is God? How good is God? You see, God wants to bless you even when you don't know it. He wants to bless and use you to bless others even when you don't know it. People have come to me at times and said, you know, every time you said God bless you, but God touched my heart and I've returned to Christ. It's like, wow, that's pretty heavy. Praise God. I've told this story a dozen times, but our youngest son, Reese, he had a burst appendix many years ago when we were pastoring here. And, you know, we were checking him out and saying, you know, are you okay? He said, yeah, I just got a little pain. It's not really hurting and all that sort of stuff. It went on for 10 days. I went and asked his doctor, you know, what did she think? She said, you better bring him down to me straight away. So I took him down. She examined him. She gave me a letter. She said, go straight to John Hunter Hospital. Don't stop at home and pack. Just take him straight to hospital. I said, what's wrong? I don't think she wanted to tell me. But she said, I'm not sure, but something's really wrong. Took him down there. They did a scan and found that his appendix had burst 10 days before. You ever felt like recalcitrant parents? God was protecting him because that little... There's a webbing underneath our gut here that holds our organs in place. And it's called the omentum. And it had come up around the poison from that burst appendix and encapsulated it and sealed it. So he didn't die of sepsis. Isn't God good? We never knew about that. We never knew it until the nurse told us. Who was also a Christian, by the way, said, did you hear about what happened to your son? No. He told us the story. Wow. Lord, thank you. Thank you for protecting us. Help us, Lord. We're not perfect. We're not some special people. We struggle, but we're standing in God. And in God, you will always have the victory. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on. Oh, verse 8 there, sorry. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit. So will you be my disciples. He wants us to bear fruit. He's appointed us to bear fruit. And it's part of what we need to be doing, saints. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 6, 8 and 9 from Hanani the prophet to King Asa. Now, King Asa was an amazing king. I don't know if many of you know the story, but it's not a long story, but it's an incredible story. He became king and he wanted to run a righteous kingdom. He even sacked his mother, who was queen, from being queen because she was worshipping idols in the high places. He chucked her out. He got God's blessing upon his life. But in the end, Asa broke away from God to fight his brothers Israel because he was the king of Judah and Israel. They were separate kingdoms, okay, and they were at war. So what does Asa do? Instead of going to God, he goes to Syria and asks the king of Syria to back him up in the war so he can beat his brothers. So God's blessing was lifted. He got diseased in his feet and he never ever sought God to heal him. He never repented of his sin, and so he died in his sin. You know, the Bible says, you know, we need to complete the course. We need to finish the course. We need to finish well, and we need to finish in Christ. But this is the story from there. And the prophet comes to Asa when he's done these things. And he says, "Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host with many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you did rely on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein you've done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you will have wars." See, sometimes we don't know what God's protecting us from. And if his hand lifts, we're in trouble. We need to fear God, saints. We need to walk in his word and obey it in Jesus' name. Okay, coming to an end. Luke 6:46-49, he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I say?" "Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he's like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built his house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." See, God's warning us, isn't he? This is New Testament. And this is my words. Even when you're feeling like God has left you, or you're doubting him because he didn't allow things to go your way when you wanted, or what you want or wanted, he's still with you and working through for the sake of the gospel. Why? Because of John 3:16-17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And verse 17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen. Without Jesus, we can't be saved, saints. Without his sacrifice on the cross, we can't be saved. Without us cherishing that and honoring that, and we do that here every Sunday, and I praise God for that, because there's churches that do it once a month. There's churches that do it every now and again. It's like, you know, Jesus said, "As often as you gather together, do this in remembrance of me," because we need to keep it in the forefront of our minds, what Jesus has done for us, and be so grateful. Hallelujah, because he has set us free. Our God is trustworthy even in the darkest hour. Psalm 23:4-5. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod," which is correction. I thank God that he corrects me. Amen. You know, he slaps you over the head and you go, "He touched me." "And your staff is," his staff is support. Amen. Praise God. "They comfort me." You know, when Debbie and I were house parents years ago with the government in a house, we instigated several house rules, and the kids just settled down in the house. And I discovered something then, that when people know their parameters, they're comfortable. It's when people are anarchists and they're out there and there's no law, there's nothing controlling them, where there is heartache, where they're being torn apart on the inside. We all need, saints, rules and regulations to live by. Now, I'm not saying the law. What I'm saying is, following God, there are things we have to do to follow God, right? You can't do them if you can't follow God if you don't do them. And one is to spend time with him, waiting on him, hearing his voice, so that he can direct you. And even when you're out and about, you know, just saying, "Jesus, thank you that you're with me. Lord, I acknowledge you. If you want me to do anything here, down the shopping center or something, you might want me to talk to somebody. Lord, lead me. I'm open to do that if you just lead me and guide me." What's an easy way to talk to people about Christ? If you see them disabled or something like that, go up to them and encourage them. Say, "Can I pray for you?" There's not many people out there in the world who will say, "No thanks, I don't want prayer," because everyone's struggling to some degree. And so it's a breakthrough for a chance to speak to people. You know, when you serve people, I believe you get a right to speak. When you do something for somebody, you get a right to speak. And so we need to do that. Verse 5, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Hallelujah. all the enemies are around and buzzing and going on, bombs are going off all around you, and Jesus says, here, come sit down and have a meal. Put your sword down. I've got you. Amen. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo! Hallelujah. That's our God. He gives us the victory every time when you trust him. But just keep trusting him. You don't have to understand it. Just keep trusting him. Just keep confessing, Lord, I'm here, Lord. I'm here. I know you're with me. I don't have any emotions telling me that right now. But, Lord, I know by faith that you're with me. And I trust you, Lord, to go with me and to bless me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. So 1 Corinthians 15:54 to 57. And I love this. This is what we often read when we're doing funerals at the graveside. It says, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in
victory.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what God intends for us. Victory. Hallelujah. O death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, or Hades. Hades is grave, okay? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every single time. But it takes us trusting him, saints. It takes us believing him and walking with him. Only God's grace could reach so low and lift so high. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. He reaches down to us. In 1975, it's coming up to my 50th Christian birthday, 5 days after my wife's birthday, that I gave my heart to the Lord. And he has never once let me down. Have I ever let him down? Countless. But I thank God that he reached so low to pick me up. I was heading for suicide. I'd had drugs, sex and rock and roll, and I was fed up with a lot. I wasn't fulfilled. And I was thinking about killing myself. And I thank God that he caught me when I was falling, and he lifted me up, and he set me on high with him. Praise God. He is my righteousness. He is my Savior. He is my blessing. He's the one who blesses me every day and gives me the strength to suck air, because everyone who's sucking air has a purpose in God, and God wants you to fulfill that purpose. Find that purpose, saints. If you don't know what it is, find it. If you've not been looking for it, then it's no wonder you don't know what it is. Okay, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open, right? So start asking, start seeking, and start knocking hard on that door. Jesus, I want to get in. I want to get in. And when he sees the determination, he will open the door. He will bless you. Sometimes we ask half-hearted. We don't really mean it, because it's like, oh, yeah, Lord, I just throw this one up for you right now and then I walk away and do what I want to do. It's like, no, we need to be understanding the grace that is upon us. God's grace, quite simply, is God's mercy and goodness towards us. Amen. Praise God. God's grace is the bridge that carries us from our brokenness to his wholeness. Hallelujah. And I love this one. I've showed this before. You might remember it. Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Hallelujah. That's a good one. Don't lose your enthusiasm. Amen. Keep being enthusiastic about God. Praise God. Can we stand in his presence? Let's lift our hands to him. Jesus, Lord, we love you. And Lord, we bless you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor and praise, because truly, Lord, it belongs to you. Just tell him right now you love him. If there's any sin in your life right now, I just ask you to confess it and say, Lord, forgive me for that sin. Don't go looking for skeletons, just anything that's standing out to you that the Holy Spirit's bringing to you straight away, because the Bible says that he will convict us of sin. And so we thank you, Lord, for your blessing. If there is sin there, then ask him just to cleanse you in his blood right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, we love you, Lord. We love you. Come on, let's lift our voices. Just fall in love with him all over again. Come on. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. You'd be either cold or hot, but not lukewarm. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Come on, let's lift our voices. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Do you know praise is the power of heaven? If you praise God, your spirit will be lifted. You'll break out of depression. You'll break out of things that pull you down. And God will come to you in his true form. And you will realize afresh the power that God has for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Far above all principality and power and might. Hallelujah. And every name that is named. Hallelujah. That's our Jesus. That's our Jesus. Come on, let's praise him. Let's glorify his name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 22281. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.